Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Turner Ward. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Willie Cannati. Batting ninth, the catcher, Randy Knorr. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second, the second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting third, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth, the DH, George Bell. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rod Bolton. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bolton fires over to first and Thomas drops the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Molitor moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to third. Olerud moves to second. Ed Sprague batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sprague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Olerud moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. It's 2-0. Blue Jays. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olerud scores. Fernandez scores. Sprague moves to second. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Willie Cannati is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cannati hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knorr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-0, Blue Jays. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Ken Natty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Blue Jays. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Olerud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Olerud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Carter trying to get to home. Jackson throws the ball into Karkoviche, who tags Carter, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Olerud moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sprague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill has Olerud trapped. There's the throw to Ventura and over to Karkoviche, who tags Olerud for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Sprague moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Ward reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. Sprague scores. It's 9-2, Blue Jays. Willie Ken Natty is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ken Natty is 0-for-1 in the game. Ken Natty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Guillen hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knorr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Knorr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Blue Jays. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Olerud is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter scores. It's 12-2, Blue Jays. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Grebeck moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-5, Blue Jays. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Ken Natty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the White Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Knorr strikes out. There goes Ken Natty. The throw from Carcoviche to second, and Ken Natty is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Johnson scores. Karkovice moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-6, Blue Jays. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grebeck takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the White Sox 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the White Sox 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Olerud is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olerud hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-6, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sprague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sprague hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ken Natty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the White Sox 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Knorr strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 13-7, Blue Jays. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the White Sox 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing second base. Craig Grebeck now playing third base. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olerud is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Olerud strikes out. 1 out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sprague is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a line drive towards the mound. Thigpen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 13, and the White Sox 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Kennatty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kennatty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennatty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennatty moves to second. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knorr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Knorr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Knorr reaches second base with a double. Kennatty moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennatty scores. Knorr moves to third. It's 14-7, Blue Jays. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knorr scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 15-7, Blue Jays. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Olerud is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Olerud hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 15, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Ward now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.